DCW.
KF8 DRC, KF8 EDQ, statewide one. KF8 DRC, KF8 EDQ.
I see.
Yeah, Jack, I got you loud and clear. How are you doing this morning, KF8 EDQ?
Good. How about you? The theater was open at 5:50 anyhow, because there's a little foggy out there, that's why. Anyhow, I talked to them for a few minutes. They came back to me. I was surprised, you know. This is last year twice I talked to them, and this year the first time I was about 10 minutes to 11 o'clock. That's when they came again and they came back. Do you know how you talk to them? You got to say Echo November 82 after your call sign.
Yeah, okay. You're talking about talking to the ISS?
Yeah, that's right. You put out your call sign, then you got to say Echo November 82.
Well, I would probably have to use a different grid. I think it's Echo November 83 up here, so a slightly different grid. But I have a satellite directional antenna specifically talking for satellites, so I'm gonna do it in the near future anyway. I don't know what radio I'd use. I'd probably use one of my OpenGD 77 radios.
Why not? The one I use is TYT 390 plus. That's the one. It gets you out there.
Yeah. I probably just need the 5 watts. I think I have two Redivis RT3S. Redivis RT3S. I've got that loaded up with OpenGD 77. That's probably all I need. It's got the GPS unit in it, so it can tell you your grid square. And it also has satellite telemetry, so it tells me when the ISS is coming up next. Like, it gives me a countdown and everything.
Well, what I have is an ISS tracker. That is the right thing, I downloaded it a long time. It tells you exactly what time they come in here. And the antenna, really, I don't know how much you pay for the antenna, but that antenna is a $220 antenna to go on that ISS.
I don't think it's not $220. I bought a directional antenna. I can't remember the brand. It might be an Arrow. I bought it off of either Gigaparts or DX Engineering, and I can't remember how much I paid for it. Maybe $150, a little bit less than $220 anyway. But I have yet to assemble it. It's still sitting in the packaging, and I think what the main holdup is that I haven't looked at the connections, because the antenna itself has a BNC connection. And I need to get an adapter to hook it up to my OpenGD 77. The OpenGD 77 software will track all the satellites for you. You can do it right on the radio.
Oh yeah, you can do that too. But I usually talk to them from here, that 9600, because that antenna is way up in the air, and that's what I usually talk to them from here. The TYT I have.
Yeah, I got you. I had to restart my PiStar hotspot. I had a very brief power outage yesterday, and it kind of threw off some of my electronics. I had to reboot my laptop because the graphics flashing off and on, and I guess it messed up some of my hotspots, so I went and restarted them all. So hopefully you're hearing me now. I was coming in off a repeater, now I'm coming in off a hotspot. How am I sounding?
Same. Between the hotspot and the repeater. But I'm on the repeater with that 9600.
Yeah, I gotcha. You're coming in clear. You're coming in real clear. As good as a digital signal will come in anyway. But Yeah, how's your garden doing? I didn't grow a garden this year, so I've got other projects going on, radio projects. I want to connect to the MI6 WAN system next. I don't know if you know what that is, but if you go on the WACMN website, there's the MI6 system and Wi-Fi. So I'm going to try and get into that. I got the right radio this time. And I'm going to end up putting up a tower here probably before winter, I hope.
Yeah, it's better if you got a tower and put all these antennas out there. You'll do better a lot. But that 2x4 is really working on that 550. And that's what I got in the car. I got that 2x4 Comet. Plus, I got that DB20G. And there is not no digital on that radio. And really, it gets out. I mean, I drive around with it, and you can pick up anything you want from there. And I always talk on the hand side and also GMRI side.
Yeah, that's what I use my garage radio. My garage radio, it's a Comet 2x4. And I use, right now I'm using an FTM-150R. But I just ordered a Yaesu 310. And I'm going to put that in the garage instead. That way I can use it with all my hotspots. Won't have to carry around this handheld anymore. Now that's really what I'm after. And then I've got plans for this FTM-150. I'm going to put it in a Pelican case and take it out with me on my camping trips.
I was saying, I have a hotspot. I'm on the always worldwide 93. And that high spot, and that's what I use, that PYT 390 plus.
Yeah, that's a good radio. I don't have I think this might be a 390. I've got a PYT 390. I think this is a 390. It's the 10-watt version, but the only problem is I ordered it. I loaded it with OpenGD77, and I went and bought a 10-watt TYT with, it doesn't have a GPS in it, so it's basically useless for me to do satellites.
It is 10-watt, but it has to have the plus, that way you get that GPS with it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I got two 5-watt, I've got the Redivis RT3Ss. That'll do 5-watt, and that's probably powerful enough to hit a satellite anyway. You know, you're not supposed to beam them with more than 10. So I'll probably just run a 5-watt, see how that works out at first. So, I don't know. We could always track the satellites with the RT3S and then transmit on the 390. So, all right, Jack. It's 7:30. It's about time for me to start working. Got to log in, so we'll catch you another time. KF8DRC, KF8EDQ. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, good talking to you here and there. We'll talk again. Yeah, go ahead. You got to go in. I got to have my first coffee. Talk to you later, and good talking to you. KF8DRC.
K8BCW, testing.
K8BCW, full quality news and repeater, 88MP.
Come back again there, station. I couldn't hear you very well. Your audio is very quiet. I did not copy you there, station. Your audio is very quiet.
This is Alpha Delta 8. My Papa just had to switch over to the Detroit repeater. You're coming in loud and clear, and your audio is excellent.
Great. Appreciate that. Thanks for the signal report. Have a great day. K8BCW.
K8BCW, 88MP clear.
K8BCW, yeah, you're coming in really good, so your test complete there. 88MP, you need to turn up the sensitivity on your microphone there, because I couldn't hear anything. KF8EDQ, I'll be clear.
Yeah, thanks for that follow-up report there, Michael. Appreciate that. You have a great day as well, K8BCW.
What do you think, AJ? NAWRL.
K8RUHKCKJO. Hey, Tom, is this sounding better? Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with your analog. Yeah, I just got a 20-watt, I can't even remember what the model is, but it's Radiodity MV20 or something like that, or I don't know. But it works good enough, but sometimes it doesn't work great. The battery might be dying, so that could be it. But, yeah, just keep me in the loop. Let me know where you're at. I got a little bit of work to do when I get home, and I might be able to run back out.
All right. I think I'm going to be around, like, the 14th Grosbeck area for a bit. So, I mean, I can just text you when I'm done for where I'm at.
Sounds good. I'll be watching my phone.
Sounds like a plan. How's this radio sound? This is that DM32 that everybody has, you know, in a RC.
You're sounding good. I mean, you sound like every other VMR radio I talk to. So that's a good thing.
All right. I'll let you get back to work, and I'll hit you up once I don't know where I'm at.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, 73, KCKJO.
K8RUH, and I'll be standing by.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, Southwest 1, Detroit, listening.
It's
going to
be statewide one.
K-8-R-U-H.
Hello, Anthony. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Just going home from work. Man, 91 here. Is that hot where you are?
You know what? I don't know. I've been in the basement working most of the day, so I'm currently still in the basement. I just have been putting a new code plug into a Anytone 578, so just testing it out.
Okay, I'm sorry. Which Anytone do you have? 578?
Yep, the 578, the mobile.
Yeah, I've got one of those at home. The basic one, it doesn't have the GPS or the Bluetooth in it, which I don't need for a base.
Okay, yeah, this one has the Bluetooth and the GPS. It's eventually going to get mounted in my truck. So I just wanted a dual band mobile that had DMR, and unfortunately, they don't make a Motorola like that. So I had to go with the Anytone.
No, that's a dilemma I had to. Well, my requirements are I had to have a remote head with a front speaker, and then the CSI one that's what I'm talking on right now for DMR. And no works, Pink. Yeah, if they had made that 578 with a detachable head, that's the, oh. And the only other issue I have, okay, the and then want to do something, switch to the other band. The scan stops on the first band.
Crazy and hate a radiant. I've had a couple of the Anytone 878 handhelds, and I really like those. And this is basically a 878 in a mobile version, so I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah, that's true. It is basically the same. I had, I've got an 890 now, which actually does dual receive, so that's kind of nice. But still, if you set up the scan on one band and you touch anything, it stops the scan. So unlike like a Motorola, like I have here with two bands, it's, you know, it's scanning on one band, I switch the other band, it's still scanning on the other, you know. I don't know why they couldn't do that.
K8DIY. Question.
Limited.
Go ahead. Maybe we have an answer. Hey, Anthony, if I could jump in real quick, I heard you're working on the Anytone 578. I wonder if you got any tips for this this exact situation where your audio is normal and then Philip's audio is basically non-existent. Like, I can't hear him at all. But then if I turn up my speaker to hear him, then your audio is badly distorted.
I don't know. I hear you and Phil perfectly and at the same level. I don't know if there's a an issue of where you're at or something. I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, I'm. I have to do the same thing for. I didn't get your name, DIY. You're very low compared to Anthony, so I have to change the level. I don't know. I've adjusted my level a couple of times. People told me it was either too high or too low, and they told me this sounds pretty good. So I don't know. Well, I don't know what the right number is. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. You were all digital. It was just digital noise, no audio.
I heard the same thing on my end. I don't know what that was. That was weird.
Yeah, I haven't jumped over to Novi to see if it was the same thing and it was.
I'm at the dashboard, and it's...
Well, I'm just about home, so I'm going to check out 7-3.
Well, Anthony, I'm not sure if you're still out there or not. I'm trying my audio over Brandmeister now. I think I was about maybe 5 or 6 miles from the repeater at 50 watts, but maybe I'm too far. So now I'm on a hot spot. Audio now, KATIY.
KE8RUH. Phil, you still out there?
Yeah, I was just about to pull in the garage here. Go ahead.
All right, sorry about that. I still had the radio hooked up to the computer and pressed enough buttons accidentally that I started reloading the radio. So I will catch up with you later. Have a good weekend if I don't talk to you, and hopefully it rains for us this weekend. KE8RUH.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I think your mic might be a bit hot. You might want to turn the gain down on them compared to, Gordon? You're really high. He said I was really low compared to you, too, so I think maybe you're a bit hot.
All right, I will do that. It would make sense that it's hot since I am just starting to play with this radio, so I'll get that dialed down and see what I can do. Have a good weekend, KE8RUH.
All right, 7-3, KPR.
KKKGL.
KFARC.
How you doing, Jack? KKKGL.
Very good. How about you? Nice day outside. A little breezy, and that's about it.
It's a little warm. Kind of toasty.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. A little toasty, I think. I'll just walk around a little bit and go, and go back inside.
Oh, I got the AC on in my van and trying to stay cool.
Well, you're still working outside, huh?
Well, I was working in a shipping place, and I only got a big old fans, and they were barbecuing with charcoal, and it was coming in the building, so that's all I felt, you know, smelt and stuff. Oh, there it back. Got a phone call. KCK Joe.
No problem. We'll talk later. KFAGS.
I'm at first. KEARUH to KCAKJO. Tom Couser? I'm sitting at Costco, Anthony. I just pulled up. I'm pulling up next to you now.
I got to say hello to Anthony. How you doing, Anthony? KFABSC.
Hey, Jack. I just met up with Tom, so I'm going to cut out here. K8RUH. Good to talk, though.
No problem. Take care. Have a good day. KFABSC.
KFABSC. Hey, Tom. I heard you. I was just finishing up getting gas. You still there? K8RUH. Yeah, I heard you. Or, yeah, I hear you. I'm still here. I'm only on... What am I at? I think I'm coming up to 14 or 15. I don't know where I'm called. Common Road, so I'm somewhere on Gratia.
Sounds good. Are you on your way home now?
Yeah, I am on my way home.
Nice. That's got to feel good. Are you working tomorrow?
Yes and no. No, I'm not working my day job. Yes, I am working a horse show.
Cool. Well, at least it's something that you like doing.
Oh, I like my job. You know, I get to meet some interesting people and be at interesting locations. You know, I get to travel. I think this week I've done 1,309 miles this week.
Wow, that's a lot of miles.
Yeah, I got 50,753 miles on my van.
You sure pile them on, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I don't mind it. Some days is longer than others, you know. That's not a big deal. You know, when I get my paycheck on Friday, it sure compensates me well.
That's all you can ask for. The pay that equals the amount of effort you put in.
Oh, definitely. You know, it comes with little perks here and there. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I say, because I'm going to be at good old fairgrounds doing a horse show.
I don't know. Where?
St. Clair County.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing. Actually, I'm probably going to do something outside to take advantage of the weather. Because I think Sunday is supposed to rain and be a real bummer.
Well, I mean, if you want to take the kiddos and do something, there's a boat ride at 1 o'clock and a boat ride at 3 o'clock in Port Huron, called the Port Huron Lady, I think. And it's a nice little hour-and-a-half cruise up and down St. Clair River over by the Blue Water Bridge, a little bit of a history lesson.
Yeah, you were telling me, I think, last week or the week before that you were going to do that. You were going to try to get Wally to go with you. Did you guys end up going?
Oh, absolutely. We spent all day together. We met up at the dock, went on the boat ride. After the boat ride, then we went to Chicken in the Rough in Port Huron for early dinner, late lunch. And then we went to Marine City and got ice cream. And candy.
Sounds like you checked all the boxes. Boat ride, lunch, ice cream, and candy. Man, does it get any better than that?
Exactly. Well, we got a new Jack's here on Thompson and Gratiot. Used to be an old Shell gas station there.
Are you just taking Gratiot, or are you going to get back on the expressway?
No, I'm just going to take Gratiot all the way. Sometimes it's faster. Why get on the freeway when I got to get off the freeway and go back up to Gratiot? So I'll just take it this way all the way there.
Makes sense. And I think there's some amount of that ride on 94 would be down to two lanes, and I'm sure it'd be a total pain in the ass.
Exactly. I mean, here it's 45, and then I go around here, get through downtown, and then it goes up to 50. You know, so I'll pass by my daughter's shop, and it'll ding her on Life 360 and says, Dad, is that Rachel's work?
That Life 360 worked pretty well. We don't have it yet. I don't even, haven't even given my daughter a phone yet.
Yes, it works quite well. So you can have it set to alert you when they leave somewhere and when they arrive somewhere. and you can put waypoints in there. So when my daughter leaves work, it says Rachel has left work. And when she gets home, it says she's arrived at the house, or that she leaves the house, and then she arrived at her boyfriend's or left her boyfriend. You know, so, and of course, one for the goats and for the horse. So, and yeah, I mean, she's 29. She could turn it off any time. But she keeps tabs on me, keeps tabs on my, you know, on Melissa. So it helps. And all of that is, you know, it helps Melissa gauge when I'm going to be home and where I'm at. So she knows when to start dinner kind of thing.
That's pretty cool. I've heard good things, but I've never interacted with her.
I mean, the only time that it bothers me is when she gets a hold of me. She goes, why planting? I'm like, not working kind of thing. Well, I mean, she's going to be like 2 hours from home, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. You like to pick chips on Friday? Stop crapping.
Yeah, I would imagine it allows for quite a few silly questions.
Well, it helped me locate her, not yesterday, but the day before when she got hit on Bell River. You know, she texted me, I got in an accident. Wasn't her fault. Somebody tried passing her, she was turning left and tore up the front of the car. So I got on 360 and found her and did a route to her and found her, and, you know. So that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's definitely pluses to it.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pros. There's more pros than the cons. Like I said, the pro is she knows where I'm at, makes sure I'm safe. The con is that she knows when I stop off at a Dairy Queen.
Yep, can't hide your ice cream runs anymore, huh?
Say that one again.
You can't hide your ice cream stops anymore.
No, I can't. Of course, she knows when I'm at the Lapeer rest stop on 69, where Brad and I, when we're coming back from a long drive, we'll stop by there and walk about a mile and a half, you know, around it. And she's like, do you seriously have to walk today? I'm like, yeah, we sat all day, so yeah, stretches our legs.
That's pretty funny. Hey, I'm getting close to the house here, so.
Yep, I'm going to mount another car when I get home. Talk to you later, 73 KJO.
This is Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec. This is Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone out there?
Yes, and you don't got to repeat yourself. And you're still a little hot on your mic game there, Darren. KJO.
Yeah, well, I'm here with a bunch of coworkers and some friends. So, well, this is... I'm with Valentina. I think you maybe have heard her on the radio once before. This is Kilo Fox Trot 8 Echo Tango Quebec, and I think you are KJO, I believe.
Yeah, it's Cujo. Kilo Charlie and Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, just dandy. Are you all looking at all the classic cars there in Roseville?
Is this any better, or are we less robotic now?
Yeah, that's better, Darren. You're not so overpowering. I can turn my radio back up a little bit now. And you're a little bit clearer, too. You're not as garbled, so... That's good. That's good for right now. Where are you at right now? KF80TQ, KCAKGO.
Can you hear me?
KF80TQ, KCAKGO. Darren, you out there?
I'm still out here. It's kind of loud over here in the bowling alley. How's it over there where you are?
Hot. Hot. It's darn hot. I'm at 28 and Gratiot over here in Lenox Township.
All I heard out of that is it's really hot wherever you are. It doesn't surprise me too much right now.
Yeah, I think the bowling alley is kicking some of your digital signal down.
I mean, I'm only like, less than a half a mile away from work, and I know I should be able to hit the G-Trigger repeater from here really well.
Yeah, if you got your power up 5 watts on that AC, it should do just fine.
It's still 10 watts, but yeah. Either way, I should be able to hit it from here. I don't know why.
Well, you gotta also remember you got electrical in there, steel girders. I mean, it's gonna take some of your signal down. Happens all the time to me.
Also, it's probably a steel girding the other one where.
And depending on the age of the bowling alley, you probably got a stucco ceiling which has chicken wire and cement in it. So it's like one big Faraday cage.
out of curiosity, how the heck did you know that one? Because you are 100% correct.
Because they have my alarm in that bowling alley up here at Madison Heights.
Yeah, I'm in Madison Heights.
I believe it's that bowling alley that's on John R. Well, that would be Hazel Park, though.
Here's the mile and a change of quinter just about.
Yeah, it's a little bowling alley. Bowl time pin setters. You park on the side, like right up against the building. It's a little door that you walk in. I can't remember if there's two sides to it or not.
Okay, well, I guess I'll talk to you a little bit later since it sounds like I have bad signal.
You gotta get yourself an open spot. All right, Darren, have fun bowling. Talk to you soon. 73KJKGL, say hi to your friend for me.
KF8FTS, monitoring.
Are you sure?
Well, I tell you what, I'm pretty sure. I'm just looking at the radio and waiting for it to do something. You know, so I can throw the call up there. You home yet?
Almost there. I'm at Division and I'm 19. I was going to say, we're on King of Queens, where Arthur went into a little coffee shop. He also was using his cell phones, and he got his cell phone and put it on the little table there and waited at least for a phone call.
Yeah, well, I just put the radio there and expect it to do its thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's when you call them out there, I said, are you sure you're monitoring? You know, they put, you said you put your radio on the table and stared at it, hoping that it would do something.
Yeah, that's right. My difference as far as digital programming from court. So, you know, for my Anytone radio, it programs, because I had just used his code plug on this DM32, so it's programmed, I mean, for Michigan and Ohio all the way down I-75. But for the Anytone, I couldn't figure out, there was a couple steps I was missing, so he clued me in at the meeting last night. That was a good meeting, by the way.
Oh, I 100% agree. It was a good meeting. And I just met up with K8RUH Anthony and picked up a nice little Motorola HD. It's an SL7550. It's strictly digital UHF, but it'd be perfect for my open spot and my mobile DMR's open spot.
Well, very good. Maybe I should use that excuse to rearrange my shack a little bit and make room for some others. Right now I've got a row of four HTs behind the monitor on their charging stands. And you can't see them when the computer's sitting there. They're behind the monitor on the shelf next to the other monitor. That's a good idea. You know, oh, gee whiz, I got to fill this spot here.
I have one of those little TV tables, you know, like back from the old days when we were kids, where you sat there and ate a little TV table, you sat there and watched TV or whatever. I got one of those and it's filled up with a bunch of HD chargers. I think I'm up to about 8 now, just in UHF, VHF, and DMRs.
Yeah, that worked. I had my first shack, as it were, was a TV tray, TV table next to the dining room window where I brought the coax in from my shovel-handled J-pole.
Well, I got this little TV table that has all my HTs on it, and then I have this little side end table where my rocker is at. I have a small lift cup, and that's where my my backbone is at, and my laptops, and whatever else I got to shove that right there.
Well, there you go. I got to figure out a place in my pickup truck to put a proper mobile radio, because I've just been using 10-watt HTs in my truck, and they do the job, you know, for the most part, locally here on the different repeaters, but I'd like to put out, you know, I think 50 watts is a good number, if I could find something reasonable for UHF and VHF, as well as digital, just to put in there, although The digital seems to work statewide with this system that we're all linked into. We're just an HT. I don't even need an antenna on a roof.
The one I like the most in regards to TMR and UHF, VHF, is that TYT MB9600. You can set up a UHF TMR, you can set up a VHF TMR, and also have your UHF, VHF analog. And it's a pretty good bang for the buck, I think, personally. So my coworker uses it for GMRS, and I talk to him on GMRS when we're doing all the long travels, and just on GMRS alone, we get at least 3, 4, even 5 miles tops on a good day.
NADDF.
I got rather disillusioned with GMRS. But what was the name of that radio you said?
TYT Delta 9600. And I heard Dakota in there. Go ahead, Dakota, and then throw it over to Dave. KCK Joe.
I just wanted to get your opinion on that SL7550E. I won't interrupt. I just wanted to see what you thought.
I just picked it up from Anthony. I got a programmer, but he had his program. Open spot, and he has both my open spot. The one at home and the one that's in the work van.
I got most of that. I don't know if I'm not receiving good or if you're cutting out a bit. But, well, good. Let me know what you think of it when you get it all programmed up. Go ahead, Dave.
All right, Dakota. Good to hear you again. But, in fact, I was just telling my XYL I need to go in the house and down the shack and look up the repeater crawl website and see what if I need to program a couple repeaters in before it starts. It starts at 6:50 in the evening. And, where I'm at here in Utica, I seem to be kind of on the north end of anybody I hear on the radio. And most of the guys are, down in the city and then out, Westland and Dearborn and, Southfield and as well as Windsor. And I'd like to get my common antenna up on for my base so I can hit the Ann Arbor repeater and the Monroe repeater. So maybe that's what I ought to do is get in there. We got back to the QDK a little bit ago and had a nice Mexican dinner at a new place by us, or I should say a place we hadn't been to over in Rochester Hills. KF8FTS, back to you.
Sounds good.
All right, 73. KF8FTS will be clear.
KARUH, KE8RUH, Kiss Jill.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, listening. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, clear.
KF8FTS, monitoring.
KJO.
KJO, this is KADIY. Good evening, Tom. This is Gordon.
KCHKJO.
KF8FTS, in the shack.
Kilo 8, Delta India Yankee, mobile.
KF8 EFV, I'm going to make it through now.
KF8 FGS from the patio.
KF8 FGS, this is KF8 EFV. I think I'm going to get it through. I'm looking at the dashboard, switched radios. Also heard KC8KJO and K8DIY. Am I getting through yet?
This is KF8FTS. Yeah, we got you through.
Sounds good. I knew I was pushing the limit. I was on a Baofeng DM32UV, and so I could monitor both channels. But I'm at Groveland Oaks out in Holly, and this is a Motorola R7, so I was pushing it for 4 watts. But, I see the RSSI is low enough. So how are you doing today?
This KF8FTS, David is my first personal. Doing well. Just got off the Wayne County repeater crawl on analog, and that was quite a bit of fun. There's, I don't know, about 12 guys or so, and we crawled around from 5 or 6 repeaters. That was good.
Yeah, sounds good. We're just camping this weekend. you know, good 3 miles from home, so I don't know if you call it camping, but it's good to get away, and yeah, I know I heard Tom out there, KC at KJO, and so hello, Tom, and KDIY, how are you doing tonight? I'll pass it over to KDIY if you're still there.
Hey, Tom, you testing out that new radio? KE8RUH. What was that?
KE8RUH, KCKJO. How are you copying me, Anthony?
You're coming in real good. Are you on a no right now?
I'm on my hotspot note, yeah. I'm trying to figure out why I don't hear you on the inbound. I have to use another radio. What am I missing?
I don't know. I can hear you just fine. It is, when it comes through, it just has on some numbers. It doesn't have your DMR ID, so I don't know if that's causing a problem.
That's coming through on my radio. It should be 315-977. But I'm still trying to figure out why I don't hear it on the speaker.
Not sure. Are you using the new radio? You got it programmed?
Yeah, I was. I said that it's just blinking green and nothing's coming through on the, I don't hear anything. That's weird.
Wi-Fi is off.
And the Wi-Fi is off.
That is odd. I wonder if there's a setting in there. I will try to get in front of a computer in a little bit and send you my code plug.
KFVDFB.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Anthony and Tom. This is KFVDFB. Shane, I'm looking at the dashboard right now, and Tom is coming through. When you pull up the dashboard, sometimes his radio ID, yeah, they all start with the 3159, but sometimes it ends in 01 and sometimes it drops with those two digits and it's not sequential, so it's not like you changed anything, Tom. It's just random.
Okay, how do you hear me on this one?
Coming in good. A little low.
Yeah, I hear you good as well, and that one had the 01 at the end after the 7. But, yeah, like I said, it's random. I don't know if you're on two different radios or something, and maybe that's why that 01 is at the end, but it is different.
Yeah, I'm on my 1701 Baofeng, and I'm hearing you and coming back, and I'm using my WSP open spot or hotspot. So then I got the open spot here underneath the TV, and I put the 7550 over to it, and I'm not getting any inbound communication, so there must be something I'm missing. It's the same, you know, it's the same inbound and outbound for the frequency, so maybe I'm missing something.
Have you tried talking simplex radio to radio?
No, I'm going to do that right now and see what it does.
All right, I'm going in the house. I'll catch up with you soon. This is KE8RUH.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Hey, Shane. KCKGO.
KF8FV, I'll be clear but monitoring if you need any other help.
Sounds good. KCKGO, clear for now.
Hey, Tom, you getting it to work? KE8RUH.
Hey, Tom. How's it working, KE8RUH? I'm still trying to get the receipt work. I got it set up, and I can see the light flashing and the communication. I'm not getting the audio, so I'm still messing with it, though. I'll figure it out. I usually do. KCKGO.
Did you clone my code plug?
If you send it to a PM on Discord, I haven't seen it yet.
All right, if you send it over on Discord, do you want to, on Discord, do you want to send me your email address, and I'll send it over? Because I just went through and cloned some of the other ones that I have, and they're working perfectly. So it might just be a setting that I have in my code plug already squared away.
Okay, I just sent you my email on Discord.
Got it. Give me a minute, and I'll have it over to you.
Okay.
All right, I just sent it over, Tom. Let me know if it works for you. I think it should. Like I said, I just cloned two of the other radios that I had from mine, and it worked perfectly. I just tested them on Simplex, and I could hear on both sides of the conversation on each radio.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I can hear the Simplex on both sides. And I think I did pair it through Brandmeister, and I can hear the call. So it's got to be a setting that I'm missing on my open spot cell phone.
Unfortunately, I know just enough to know nothing about all the extra settings on these Motorolas, so I wouldn't even know where to start, to tell you. That's why I'm hoping if you clone my code plug, it'll just work for you.
Yeah, if I just clone it, then it should be fine. But if you have your open spot in there, all I got to do is just change the frequency, and then it's good.
Yep, that should be how it works, I would imagine.
Yeah, we will see. So I just took it from my 6550 and copy and pasted everything, but I'm just going to do this with it, go from there. But it's a learning curve.
Yep, it sure is. Always learning, always fighting the uphill battle. KEARUH.
That's the thrill of the chase. KCKGO. So far, so good, KCKGO. Doing an upload now.
Awesome, KEARUH. It must have been just a silly setting then.
Yeah, I cloned my radio. Now I'm uploading it. Did some changes and downloading it. KCKGO. KGO radio test, and it worked.
Hey, Tom, KEARUH.
Yeah, it must have been a configuration that I missed. And with your code plug, I cloned it, changed it, uploaded it, saved it, and downloaded it again. So it's working now. Thank you very much.
Great news. I'm sure you were getting pretty frustrated.
I was getting a little bit, but I'm good now. With your code plug, I'm just modifying it now. But I know what I'm doing, so I'm good to go.
Stuff. Cool. KD8RUH.
All right. Have a great night, Anthony. Thanks a lot for the help. 73, KCKGO.
Have a good night, too, and have fun at your horse show tomorrow. And we'll talk to you soon, KD8RUH. I'll be clear.
KCKGO clear.
This is KFHGFD, listening and monitoring. KFHGFD, monitoring.
KF8S, WAEAP.
WFMF. I'm sorry, that's my GMRS call sign. KF8GFD.
Yeah, I don't feel bad. I do that sometimes, and I give out my old call sign sometimes.
Yep. I had it on the top of my head because I was actually getting a younger cousin, into DMRS. I'm really excited that they expressed an interest in it, so I helped them get on a DMRS repeater on their own. So that's very exciting. So there's that. I'm being a good influence.
WAEAP. Yeah, there's quite a few repeaters in the state, so no matter where you're at, you're probably in range.
Yep, that's true. The repeater I taught the cousin to get onto actually is really close by to their home, so even with a stock antenna, the rubber ducky one, like, they were able to hit it full quieting pretty much, so I'm really excited about that. And then I'm also trying to get my own siblings into it as well, since we're all within range of this repeater. So hopefully with this cousin coming in, I can get my siblings back into it too.
That's right, and they can use your call sign as well. Your family can use your call sign. They don't have to pay $35.
Exactly. I already gave them a radio too, because when I got my first radio for GMRS, came in a 2-pack.
Yeah, I'm kind of a walkie-talkie junkie. I got about 60 walkie-talkies, and it's amazing what you can get for $30 a pair. It's amazing, isn't it? $40 a pair.
Yep. Heck, even most of my own radios were in the sub-$30 range. The only one that isn't is this DMR radio.
Yeah. I have one. I have a DMR radio that was actually $13, believe it or not, and it works good too. And next one up is probably the DM32. Get that for about $55.
Yep, the DM32 is what I'm rocking over here as well. I did get one of those upgraded kits where it came with multiple batteries and accessories. So mine was more like $70-$75. I have no idea they made these radios for only $13. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was a COTRE culture or something. They don't sell them anymore. Yeah, 2-watt radio. But it sounded really good. I still.
Wow, 2 watts. That doesn't sound like a lot, though. Were you able to hit any repeaters with it?
Yeah, I'd hit Detroit, and I'm not Shelby Township. I'd hit Detroit, and I could hit Mount Clemens, no problem.
Well, then, I'd consider it a win. Wow, 2 watts. I guess that's the true power of DMR right there. Did you use any special antennas with that one?
Yeah, I'm on a Anytone 168, and I got pushing about 3 watts right now in Shelby Township.
And which repeater are you hitting over there from Shelby Township? I'm using the Detroit MI5 repeater right now from Royal Oak.
I'm using the Mount Clemens. I can hit Detroit, too. Hang on. Okay, I'm on the Detroit repeater now. W-A-E-A-P.
KF-8, GFD. Still sounding pretty good. Can't even tell the difference.
I'm inside my garage, too. I'm a little bit closer to Mount Clemens than Detroit, but about 9 miles. Nine and a half miles to Mount Clemens and about 15 miles to Detroit.
Yep, I believe I'm about 10, 11 miles from Detroit, so right about your range as well, minus three miles. The one issue that I have with my current terrain is that I live around a lot of houses and trees, so it's very easy, especially with analog, to have your signal not be too good. But with DMR, it sounds like there's no issue.
Yeah, there's a new repeater up there in Richmond or wherever on VHF, and I can blast that pretty good with my DM32 with 10 watts. But I really like that DM32. Well, it's kind of big. This radio is really small. So I bought it on sale. Like I said, I have to buy every walkie-talkie out there. But anyhow, all right, I'm going to go back in the house. So nice talking to you. I'll talk to you later. This is Eric on this end, W-A-T-A-P.
Pleasure talking to you over there.
Hey, Royal Oak, are you still out there? This is K-A-T-I-Y Gordon over in Pentwater on the other side of the state. Good evening.
Good evening, Gordon. This is Chris from Royal Oak, KFA GSD. How's it going?
KF8 German Shepherd Dog, or GSD. It's going good. Just doing some late night parks on the air, moving from one park to another, and it just started pouring down rain, so had to crank up the volume on the radio. It's really coming down.
Oh, man. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sorry about the rain. Do you happen to know if it will be coming over to the east side of Michigan, by any chance?
I bet it will. The storm system is huge. It is still, making its way across Lake Michigan and covering almost the entire state, so north to south. So I'm sure it'll be making its way east as well. There's a lot of it. It looks like it's going to rain for several hours just from the radar. No storms, just rain, but that's all right. I know some areas in Michigan are pretty dry, so I bet you they're looking forward to it.
For the heads up, I didn't really realize there was a storm coming this weekend. I know I am going on a church camp outing with the entire church this evening, all the way around the Houghton Lake area. And to prepare for that, I do have everything loaded in my truck tonight. Some of the stuff is not good for water, but I'm sure if it just rains on it once, it shouldn't be too big of a deal. It'll dry off eventually. And as for the camp, well, it would really suck if it would be raining throughout the weekend. Back to you.
Well, all right. Houghton Lake is a really pretty area, so I hope you have a good time there, and I hope the weather cooperates. Have you been up that way before? Kind of the middle of the state, but Houghton Lake itself is really pretty. Lots to do around there as well.
Yes, I have been around that part. We go every single year. I'm very familiar with the terrain and what they have to offer over there, too. Super excited and praying for good weather.
All right, yeah. Well, very cool. A little bit of rain, especially at night, is all right, as long as your tent is set up on the high ground and got the rain fly in place. I remember years ago, I was camped out in Badlands National Park, and a lot of people had set their tents up on the low ground, probably because they weren't expecting a storm, and then ended up getting flooded out as nighttime rolled in. So definitely look for the high ground when pitching the tent. It's K8DIY.
Thank you so much, Gordon DIY. The good news is that we have cabins to work with, so everybody gets a cabin, and there's no tents to worry about. Really good facilities they have over there. Now, I know you mentioned that you were doing parks on the air right now. Are you out there camping as well, or is this a day trip of sorts?
Yep, just a day trip. I was down in the Muskegon area volunteering earlier today at a classic car parade. And now I'm just making my way back home and stopping at a few POTA parks along the way and picking up some activations. So I've got just a mobile antenna on top of my vehicle and just drive from one park to the next and pick up 15 or so contacts and then move on to the next one.
Now, I've never done parks on the air, nor I'm familiar with how it works, but I assume it's trying to get as many different contacts from different parks as you can. Tell me, how does the parks on the air thing actually work?
Well, it's, it's, one of those contests where you, basically try to pick up either activate or hunt. Those are your two options, activating or hunting perks. And you try to do as many of those as you can, both hunting and activating. Although they say it's not really a contest, it is just an activity. So, you know, the score doesn't really mean anything other than just as a way to document how much time you've got, how long you've been doing it. So, yeah, you go to, it's mainly state and federal-owned parks, and you set your radio equipment up, and you basically just get on the air using whatever mode you want to use and talk to people. And just record it, and then you submit that log, and you get credit for an activation. You got to get at least 10 contacts, and then that counts as an activation. It's K8DIY.
That actually sounds really fun. Is it between other people at other parks that you're doing this contest with, or is it like actual stations at the parks that they're located?
Well, it's yeah, either way, you can do it with just radio operators in general, anywhere that are, you know, any licensed radio operators, and you do get kind of extra points if you contact someone else that is also at a Parks on the Air park. So there's kind of a bonus, I guess, if you do what they call park-to-park.
It kind of reminds me of the Field Day contest that we had recently. I got to go to the Hazel Park Field Day, and from what I observed, it's trying to make as much contact as possible within a time slot, at least for the Field Day. I assume the same kind of applies for the Parks on the Air, but in a much more casual and activity-based way, too. I think that's the best way to put it. I assume you're using an HF rig, correct?
So, Field Day is a contest, and, yeah, you're definitely trying to score as many QSOs as possible. And then they rank clubs and individuals and organizations. They have leaderboards or scoreboards or whatever you want to call it. Where Parks on the Air, you're not really competing with anybody other than yourself. But yes, I'm using an HF rig. I got my Yaesu ST710 sitting in the seat next to me, and I got it wired up to a vertical antenna on the roof, and currently been working the 20-meter band.
Man, that sounds really fun, though. I know I just have a technician's license, not the general one. They did offer it when I took the exam in, I think early June or May, late May, one of those two. But I took it. Unfortunately, I didn't study for it, so of course I bombed it. But hopefully after the semester, if there's any time, because college is starting soon, I'll be able to study for my general and hopefully save up for an HF rig.
KF8GSD, K8DIY, did I lose you?
Oh, no, I'm still here. Are you still there? Can you still hear me? KFAGSD.
Yep, affirmative. I heard you that time. Not sure what last transmission you heard of mine was. I'm on a hot spot, and I know sometimes it drops out. There's no MI5 repeaters near me, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got the part where you talked about your HF rig. The 710, I believe you said Yaesu or Icon, one of those two.
Oh, yep, you got it. That was my last transmission, so just pulled into another park, and I'm parked right looking at Lake Michigan, although I'm not sure if the park rangers are going to come over and kick me out of here, because I did notice that the park closed at 10 p.m., and now it's almost midnight, so they might not let me stay, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. And thanks for reminding me it's midnight. Oh, man. I still have to pack some clothes articles and whatnot this evening. So I think I'll let you go after your next, mainly because I do not fancy going to sleep at 1 a.m., as I've been doing this entire week. Back to you, DIY.
All right. I'm just going to get the radio check that it's tuned up and see if I can get at least 10 contacts on the log here before I get the attention of the authorities. I don't know that they'll really mind, but I noticed there's only one other car in the parking lot, and it's one of those electric cars plugged into the charging jack. So good talking to you, Chris. Have fun on your camp outing coming up, and hopefully the rain stays dry. Hopefully you stay dry in the cabins and the rain holds off for you. So I'll give you a 73, and I'll talk to you on down the log. KFAGSD, K8CIYLV, clear on your final.
Thank you so much, Gordon. It was a pleasure chatting with you this evening, and I wish you the best of luck with your POTA activations. This is KFAGSD. Farewell, DIY. Hope you have a wonderful evening. I'll be clear, and 73. Take care.